إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank him and we bear witness that there is no deity but him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and that Jesus peace be upon him is his messenger as well. May Allah peace and prayers be shall upon both of them and all other prophets. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, bless their followers, their household, until the day of judgment. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a declared mission. In the Quran, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I am creating a representation of myself on earth. I'm creating a human being that is going to be a representative of my attributes of beauty. My attribute, my moral values, my manners. The manner of generosity, the manner of justice, the manner of kindness, the manner of graciousness. All these manners, the manner of forgiveness, all these manners, the manners of Allah. Allah created a human being to be his representative on earth, to live by these manners, to establish these manners, to make these manners as real life manners and concepts to be implemented everywhere and anywhere, at all places, at all times. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. He wanted us to establish his kingdom on earth, which is called the kingdom of Allah on earth, the kingdom of righteousness, where everything is based on righteousness, where the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the controlling values of the kingdom of righteousness. These are the highest values, the controlling values that control the decisions and controls the actions and controls the way the money is spent, the decisions are being made, the plans are being, strategic plans are being established, all based on the moral values of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the kingdom of Allah on earth. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make any sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it easy to do that. Why? Because if living by the manners of Allah on earth is as easy as breathing, for example, then there would be no value for it. It will be worthless. It will have no value. No one can claim credit for him or herself because he or she is breathing. You can't say, hey, everybody, I'm breathing. Hooray me. Wow me, I'm breathing. No one will say that. Why? Because breathing is not challenging in any way or form. So, if there are no challenges that will face us living by the moral values of Allah or living by the manners of Allah on earth, if there are no challenges at all, then what kind of credit do we deserve if it's as easy as breathing? That's one hand. On the other hand, then Allah is advertising these qualities about himself. Then these qualities will be worthless qualities. Why? For example, when Allah is advertising about himself that he's the most just, and justice is as easy as breathing. Well, then what's the value of justice then that Allah is advertising about himself? No one goes around advertising about himself that he is breathing, because you know there's no credit to get there. So there has to be challenges. Otherwise, there will be no value for the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advertising about himself and wants us to be his representatives on earth and establishing. There has to be challenges. And these challenges are also required to show the truth about us as well. So that's the second reason, is that Allah knew that we sometimes are hypocritic. Sometimes we lie. Sometimes we advertise qualities for ourselves that are not true. Sometimes we claim and pretend, and all these ways of faking things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Satan also to challenge every single claim we make about ourselves. Every single quality that we advertise about ourselves, the Satan will challenge us, will make it hard, will use temptations, will use pressures and attractions of life to make us, you know, sway from the straight path, to make us give up the moral values and the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take us away one way or another. So, for these main two reasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Satan. There are other reasons for Allah to create the Satan, but nothing will make sense without the Satan. Of course, on the top of that, there has to be a source of evil, And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow Himself to be a source of evil, then there has to be another, somebody else, to be the source of evil. Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow Himself to be a source of evil? Because this will take Him out of status of being a God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never, ever, ever do anything that takes Him out of status of being a God. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything, including doing injustice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advertised about Himself that He will never do it. Why? Because, of course, it's like taking yourself out of status, because gods don't do injustice. It's like shooting Himself in the foot, in other words. And the attribute of Allah, the most absolute wise, will prevent Him, will not allow Him to do such a thing. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَجَعَلْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَلَمُ. I have declared injustice prohibited on myself, and I've declared it prohibited among you, so don't do injustice to each other. Then, where the injustice is coming from? If Allah doesn't do injustice, as not the source of injustice, then who is the source of injustice? He is the Satan. So he's the source of every single evil thing. And that's why the third reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Satan, for many other reasons. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warned us about the tricks that the Satan uses, and the confusion that the Satan is going to try to impose on our brain, corrupt our hearts and corrupt our brains, in order to be able to take us away from the straight path, and take us away from the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. The sole purpose of the Satan is to establish his own kingdom on earth. The Satan wants his kingdom to be built on earth, and he wants to recruit human brains and human muscles to be his soldiers that are going to think and make wicked plans, wicked designs to establish his kingdom on earth. The kingdom that is based on selfishness, greed, exploitation of the weak, and taking advantage of people. The kingdom that is based on injustice and aggression and killing and all of these values that the Satan wants to establish on earth. And he wanted to recruit, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recruits the human brains and muscles to execute his will, the Satan also, on the other hand, recruits human brains and muscles to execute his will. And to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala another thing is to tell Allah, "Oh Allah, those are the children of the ones that you asked me to bow down to. Look at them. They are not worthy of me bowing down to them." Bow down to who? Bow down to the Pharaoh? Bow down to Hitler? Bow down to those people? They don't deserve that I bow down to them. I am better than them. Actually, they sometimes exceed me in evil. The Satan sometimes goes to Allah and say, "I," as Allah said in Surah Qaf, وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. His Satan partner, the Satan partner of the wicked one, will go to Allah and say, "Oh Allah, I was just watching. I mean, he was far gone on his own. He was already far gone on his own. I was just watching him and learning from him." You know, so Allah, the Satan is going further to prove to Allah that he is trying to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is even better than those children of Adam. Tell me, the Satan has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Was Satan ever able to produce as much wickedness produced by the clowns of the entertainment industry? The clowns of the entertainment industry who do rated R movies and X movies? Was the Satan ever able to produce such a seduction and such a pressure on the eyes of people to take them away from the back of Allah? Was the Satan ever able to produce argument to take people and to confuse them away from the back of Allah, such as the argument that we talked about in the previous khutbah, that if Allah is able to do anything, then why wouldn't He create a rock that is too heavy for Him not to carry? And of course, the answer is simple, that Allah will never do anything that takes Him out of status. He will do only what He wills to do. عَلَى مَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. He said about Himself in the Quran that He does whatever He wills. And he will never will it to do anything that will take him out of status. Never ever. Including creating that heavy rock that he himself cannot carry. Including creating a co-god, or a super-god, or a sub-god. including any of these things that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not a God anymore. He will never do that to himself because of his attributes, because of his wisdom. And he will never will to himself such a thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever do anything that will take him out of his status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advertises all these attributes about himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, by posing the challenges to us, is showing us how precious are these attributes. How hard it is to achieve the attribute of justice. Justice is difficult. Justice is hard. Justice is challenging. You know, generosity, kindness, it's not easy. It requires a sacrifice. It costs a lot of blood, a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of sweat, a lot of thinking, a lot of organization to establish justice. It's not easy. Look how much Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam struggled. Just take Prophet Muhammad was struggling just to establish the qualities of Allah on earth, to remove the qualities of the Satan and to establish the qualities of Allah on earth. Look how much suffering when he was stoned and injured and chased out. Look how much planning he has to do. Look how much hard work he has to do. Look at his companions after his death who carried on the mission. How much struggle they had to go through just to establish the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Just to establish a kingdom that lives by the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that stands up for the representation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And then you will feel how precious are the qualities of Allah. So when Allah advertises about himself that he's the most just, now you understand how precious it is, how valuable it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. If there's no Satan, there will be no challenge. If there's no challenge, then justice becomes as easy as breathing, and no one can ever claim that breathing is a quality. Breathing is something that we do, and it's not a challenging at all, it's very easy. So Allah can never advertise this about himself because it's worthless, and we don't deserve any Jannah, or don't deserve any credit for standing up for justice if it's as easy as breathing. And this is why fasting is hard. A lot of people ask and say, does Allah want to torture us? Why is he asking us to fast and become and feel very hungry and very thirsty? Why is he asking us to struggle and sacrifice? Does he only want to torture us? No, it's not. But if it's not hard, if it's not a challenging, then it doesn't have any value. If it's breathing, then what's the value? If fasting is easy as breathing, then what's the value? Where is the quality of patience? And the quality of patience, how can we appreciate the quality of patience? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advertises about himself that he's sabur, that he is the most supreme patient. And then we ourselves don't feel that patience is hard. When we go through fasting, which is a little bit of patience, requires a little bit of patience, then we will appreciate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most supreme in patience. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advertises about himself a very important quality, which is the wise. And it's very important to keep in mind that we shouldn't partition the qualities of Allah and the attributes of Allah away from each other and try to understand them in the absence of each other. And that's totally wrong. Because, you know, the minute you do that, you will be lost. You will be led astray. You have to understand the quality of Allah all together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, I'll just give you an example, the mercy. Allah is advertising about himself that he's the most merciful, on one hand. On the other hand, that Allah is advertising about himself that he does implement the strategy of carrots and stick. Carrots are being Jannah, stick being hellfire. So he does advertise about himself that he is the one that the most severe in revenge, the most severe in punishment, and also on the other hand that he's the most merciful and the most thankful, shakur, and the most rewarding. So he advertises both about himself. At the same time, he advertises about himself that he's the most forgiving. He will forgive anything. And he is, you know, he's going to forgive people on the day of judgment to the limit that the Satan himself would think that Allah at one point is going to forgive him, but Allah is not. Because Allah has committed himself to certain things that he's not going to change his words in the day of judgment. Now, there are two kinds of mercy. There is open mercy, where everybody's forgiving, and on the other hand, there is a wise mercy, Wisdom is to do the right thing in the right place at the right time for the right people. Is the mercy of Allah a wise mercy, or is it an open mercy? Of course, if it's an open mercy, then number one, if it's an open mercy, then this by itself will take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of status. Why? Because he has been advertising about himself that he implements the carrots and stick approach, punishment and reward approach. So how can he have an open mercy and at the same time implement the carrots and stick approach? If everybody goes to Jannah, then that doesn't work. And on the other hand, at the same time, Allah is also advertising about himself that he's the most wise. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a child for himself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he does that, then he's taking himself out of status. Why? Because a child has to inherit some of the attributes of his father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the attributes of greatness that he himself has declared that it is he, the only one that owns these attributes of greatness is himself and nobody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advertised himself as al-wahid al-ahad al-fard al-samad, the most perfect, flawless, complete, standalone unit that supports everything else, nothing supported that provides to everything else, nothing will provide to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah advertised about himself. Now, for him to have a son, and for his son to inherit some of his attributes of greatness, this is no longer applicable. Then these four attributes become false. Then where is the oneness that he has been advertising about himself? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly said in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. Look at this word, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It's not appropriate for Allah to have a son. What do you mean it's not appropriate? Because it will take Allah out of the status. I mean, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It's not appropriate for Allah to have a child. It's not appropriate. It doesn't fit. A God will not have a child. If a God has a child, then he's out of status. He's not a God anymore because he's not the one. He's not what he is advertising about himself. And this is why if you rewind a little bit before this ayah, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in a very strong language, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. They claim that Allah has a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. You are saying a horrible thing. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا. That the skies are about to crack, the earth is going to split, and the mountains are going to crush. أَنْدَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا. That they have claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a son. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It's not appropriate for Allah to take a son, because this will take him out of status of being a God. In كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا. Every single entity on heavens and earth are slaves of Allah. They will all be brought by force in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for justice as slaves bowing down to him. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. He counted them and he has full, complete, perfect knowledge about every single one of them. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And every single one of them will come to him on the day of judgment as an individual. This is the highest level of accountability and this is the highest level of control. Allah is not going to judge us as nations only, and is not going to judge us as groups only, and is not going to judge us as communities only, and as families only, but farda, also as individuals. And when he's judging every one of us, guess, is he going to judge all our life as one package, or go in details? In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. They were crying and complaining and yelling, how come our book of deeds, our report, is not leaving even a single tiny little thought, a single tiny little word, a single tiny little feeling, a single tiny little idea or action that we have done without writing it, without documenting it? The cause, the motive, the witnesses, the place, the time, everything is documented there. See how detailed every single one comes as a person, and every single penny is being accounted for, and every single thought, word, or any action that the person does is accounted for. Highest level of control. All together, at the same time, when someone was wondering, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge his people all together? Somebody else answered, which is Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he said, the way he provides for them together, the way he's supporting all of them together, the way he's sustaining all of them together, then same way he's going to judge all of them together. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise. When he gives with wisdom. When he stops the giving and stops the provisions, he's stopping them with wisdom. And he also said that in the Quran, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. If he would shower people with provisions without any wisdom, the earth will go wild. But he brings down provisions with counted, designed, well-counted part. A part that's not going to spoil the earth. And if we didn't run out of time, we would have gone through what are the two wisdoms for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making everybody like Bill Gates. Is not making everybody rich. Because number one, if everybody has the power of the Pharaoh, and there are so many Pharaohs around us, then the earth will go wild. The earth will be spoiled. But fortunately, there are so many Pharaohs around us, but one of them only has the actual powers of the Pharaoh. Many people are Pharaohs in their little circle of influence, in their little families. And if they have the powers of the Pharaoh, where they control a nation, then they will act like the Pharaoh. And if we have, so Allah's out of Allah's mercy, He's just making one a Pharaoh, and He's preventing all those other Pharaohs from spreading their evil by holding power from them. And the second reason for Allah not to provide and make everybody rich, that when you have an earth full of kings, earth full of righteous, earth full of powerful people, they will fight together. They will always fight together because it's a nature that ones try to go above others and have power and control over others. And that's the structure of the earth right now. If everybody is a king, then the earth will go wild and the wars are not going to end and no one will be able to live on earth. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقول أمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. أعد بفضلك يا رب كلمة الحق والدين. انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أذن لشريعتك أن تحكم الدنيا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا يا رب العالمين بشريعتك. ارحمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا يا رب العالمين الإيمان بك والعمل الصالح. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.